The visit is billed as a peace pilgrimage, meaning that the Pope is coming to South Sudan together with his colleagues in the other denominations to appeal to South Sudanese leaders and people to prioritize peace in the face of the mayhem and death that has characterized this country for too long. So there are many expectations from the ordinary people that the Pope will actually stare the leaders in the face and say, you have failed over many years, and South Sudan is still bleeding since it became independent, and that they should do the right thing in favor of their people.
But Jock, when the leaders went to Rome, he washed their feet, he kissed their feet, asked them to bury their hatchet, make peace. It never happened. Do South Sudanese expect something different, especially when he's on the ground this time?
I don't think people are really holding their breath about the outcome of the Pope's visit in political terms or in terms of the suffering of the people of South Sudan. I think there is more investment in the spiritual uplifting of people's morale. There is also a general sense that, yes, the Pope will not really change things, but it gives South Sudanese some hope. And hope is a commodity in South Sudan. Hope saves lives. Hope allow people to give each other the benefit of the doubt. I think overall, it's not that South Sudan suddenly will become free of war and violence because the Pope has come, but it will give the people of South Sudan a degree of hope. And South Sudan has been off the limelight in the face of many other conflicts, like the war in Ukraine. South Sudan has really fallen off the radar from the Western countries, and so the coming of the Pope might reinstate South Sudan to the map of the world, such that world leaders can now begin once again to pressure the leaders of South Sudan to prioritize peace. I think that is really the only meaningful expectation the people of South Sudan can have.
Jock, what about the expectations of South Sudanese about these leaders? A surge in conflict, the political instability, still people are internally displaced. What are the expectations of South Sudanese in view, of course, by even the Pope?
Yeah, so in terms of political instability in the country, there may be a peace agreement in place. There may be a government of national unity in place, but the people of South Sudan have not stopped from dying. Just 2 days ago, 19 or 20 people were gunned down in a place called Kajokeji, even in the wake of the coming of the Pope. So that level of suffering, the communal violence, the state terrorism against people, state violence. And in addition to increasing criminal violence because the country has failed economically, all of these things are things that South Sudanese expect their leaders to address meaningfully by committing to the timeline of the peace agreement. But they have not been doing it. And to expect the Pope to suddenly come and change this situation would be a little bit far-fetched. And so the only thing that the people of South Sudan can hope for in the coming of the Pope is a sense of respite from thinking about these terrible things for a moment. For the 2 days that the Pope is there, people will be thinking about unity among themselves. People will be thinking about being Christians or religious people in general. But majority of South Sudanese are not Christians. Most people in South Sudan are followers of various indigenous faiths. So using the religious traditions as a way to make peace is really not that influential in the minds of people. And as you say, if such a solemn call from religious leaders were to make a change, that shocking incident when the Pope went down on his knees out of breath, and a poor old man kissing the feet of political leaders, and yet didn't materialize into anything, I don't think really anyone is foolish enough to think that he's coming to Juba, he's suddenly going to change the minds of the leaders of South Sudan.